A lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Seidu Alidu, says he shares President Mahama's concern on the dwindling level of patriotism among the citizenry. Commenting on the President's New Year message, he said governance is a two-way affair, saying government must demonstrate its commitment to fulfill its promises. The citizenry will also respond positively if development benefits them.
The President's New Year message is just a tradition that most leaders across the world have been doing. And if you look at it within the context of Ghana, the President was able to highlight some of the challenges that his administration faced in 2013. And then rekindled the hope of Ghanaians that 2014 is going to be a better year. But he did that with a caveat. He said that we will have a better 2014 if Ghanaians are able to eschew individualistic tendencies and work towards the collective advancement of the Better Ghana agenda. And we can only do this when we project nationalism and patriotism in our dealings with the state and with government every day. So when you look at it from the broader context, it is one way of renewing the social contract that government has with the people.
The President hinged on a certain aspect that I want us to look at briefly. He was alluding to a fact or a statement that was made by the Council of State when the membership met him about the waning level of patriotism among the citizenry. What do you think is accounting for this trend?
Several reasons can lead to the diminishing nature of patriotism in the citizens. First, when citizens realize that the debts that they suffer to serve don't recognize the suffering that they have been putting into their way. Two, if citizens put measures that will guarantee the citizens that the taxes that I take for you are going to be put into good use, the promises that I made to you are going to be fulfilled, the suffering that you are going through is going to be lessened. If government is able to demonstrate this commitment, then citizens will also go along with government's concern of we not being patriotic. So I believe that it is a two-way scenario thing. Government has to live up to its commitment and promises that it has made up to Ghanaians. Then Ghanaians can also see that the government is actually living up to its commitment. Government is actually putting our taxes into good use. Government is actually being on course on most of the promises that it has made. Without patriotism and nationalism, we would not be able to achieve whatever goals we have set for ourselves.
On his projections for this year, Dr. Alidu admitted that the NDC government faced serious challenges last year. 2014 therefore presents an opportunity to rewrite that script. He advised government to take concrete action against corrupt officials in order to plug leakages and waste, among others, in the system. Also, it must partner labor unions, political parties and other development agents to bolster mutual interest.
2013 was a very challenging year for the NDC government because it faced a lot of challenges, including the power shortages, labor unrest, energy crisis, and even the legitimacy of the government itself was challenged for 8 good months last year. So we can pardon the government for not being able to do a lot of things last year. But this 2014 is a blank slate for the government to write whatever achievement that it intends to embark on. So I still believe that this year we have a lot to do. And government can only do it by forming partnership or being an alliance with labor unions, citizenry, and all the people that are concerned, civil society organizations. Government cannot champion development alone. It needs partnership. And this particular partnership being based on what? Mutual respect for each other and the general concern for the greater development of Mother Ghana. Government has to take a lot of initiatives to close the loopholes that created an opportunity for a lot of government ministers and several other cronies of government ministers to loot, take office. It should not just be mere directives. It should not just be instructions. There should be concrete measures to close those loopholes. I would like to see government demonstrate enough commitment.
You had a political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Seidu Alidu.